People across the country have been hearing people in our neck of the woods complain about the snow and the train and trolley system. Boston has America's first subway system, and it's showing its age. But snow is harder on some than others. We work for an organization that pays people who stay home on declared snow days. Companies put essential employees up in hotels if they need it. They supply pizza, allow them to work from home. Other workers, maybe even more essential, not so lucky. A study from the American Highway Users Alliance estimates closings and transportation delays in the past 3 weeks have cost Massachusetts about $265 million a day. About two-thirds of that figure is lost income for hourly workers. From here in our contributing station WBUR, Bruce Gellerman begins our reporting.
A snowblower is an all-too-familiar sound these days, a sign of clogged streets and sidewalks and school closings. But for people paid by the hour, it also signals extra stress and added worry, lost time, and smaller paychecks.
8 o'clock today. Usually I come at 7.
Kathy, she wouldn't give her last name, had to walk to the Boston food store where she works. She lost an hour of pay yesterday. Some of her co-workers were out a lot more.
Yeah, like a few of them, they didn't come today, so I know they don't get paid. They already have like 3 days out of the paycheck. So it's going to be tough for them at the end of the month to meet the bills for next month because most people are living on a weekly paycheck.
It's quiet at a Boston University dormitory. Students are sleeping in late, classes canceled. But hourly worker Maria Souza is there. She's a housekeeper.
It's my first day I come today. Yesterday I came because my street is not clean. It's a dead end. So when I come to work, I have to fly. I can't fly. I have to stay home. You want to stay safe. If you not come, you have to use your sick time or vacation. What are you going to do? You have to survive.
It's brunch at a BU cafeteria. Business is slowly picking up. Devon Roberson is serving mac and cheese to students. Roberson gets paid by the hour. He lives in Mattapan. On this day, his usual 20-minute drive to work took him an hour and a half.
I've been every day. Every snowstorm the past couple of weeks, I've been every day. If you don't come, then you're not going to get no check, basically. You have to show up to get paid, you know? You got to live. You got to pay bills. If you don't come in, what else can we do, you know?
Roberson lives with his sister. She's a single mother of four who also works an hourly job. When her kids have a snow day from school, she has a choice: stay home or pay a sitter. Then there are hourly workers who don't get a choice.
It's a long con Ave here. You've got the Blue State Coffee, you've got the Burger Place, Goodwill Store. They're all closed, and they've all got hourly workers, but they don't get paid today.
You know, we can't just pay them to not come to work. You know what I mean? That we can't do, unfortunately.
Brendan McCarthy manages a campus city convenience store on Commonwealth Avenue. He's open on this day. All his hourly workers showed up.
And I'm blessed. I have great employees over here. So they want to work. They want to be here. Because like anything else, they need their money. You can't get frustrated with anybody because we've got 70 inches of snow in 3 weeks. You know what I mean? So you do the best you can.
And with more snow on the way, hourly workers will be the first to bear the brunt and the burden as winter wears on. For Here and Now, I'm Bruce Gellerman in Boston.